Jussie Smollett set to be sentenced after conviction of hate crime hoax. By Alana Mastrangelo on March 10, 2022. Hate crime hoaxer and disgraced actor Jussie Smollett is set to be sentenced on Thursday after being found guilty of lying to police over the staged attack he made against himself in January 2019. Smollett's sentencing comes 3 months after the disgraced actor was found guilty of 5 counts of felony disorderly conduct for filing a false police report after he hired 2 brothers from Nigeria to stage a fake hate crime against him. He faces a maximum sentence of 3 years in prison per count. But experts believe he will likely get probation and be sentenced to community service if convicted. Smollett was acquitted of just 1 count of disorderly conduct. The actor is returning to a Chicago courtroom with just 2 questions remaining. Will he admit that he lied to police about the racist and homophobic attack? And will a judge send him to jail, reports ABC News. Cook County Judge James Lynn will either order the maximum sentence, a much shorter sentence, or put Smollett on probation, meaning that he won't have to spend time behind bars. The judge can also order a fine and restitution, which could reach tens of thousands of dollars. Prosecutors showed how Smollett, who is black and gay, went to extraordinary lengths in January 2019 to stage a hate crime against himself, in which he hired and paid Nigerian brothers Abel and Ola Osunero to carry out the attack. Smollett had claimed he was physically attacked by 2 men wearing MAGA hats who put a rope around his neck, poured bleach on him, and shouted racial and homophobic slurs at him, before eventually yelling, "This is MAGA country," referring to former President Donald Trump's campaign slogan. The brothers later testified that Smollett gave them money to buy the rope they turned into a noose to put around his neck, and the scheme asks to hide their faces. During the hearing, prosecutors and Smollett's attorneys will get a chance to present witnesses, and Smollett will be allowed to make a statement, reports ABC News. And unlike the trial, Judge Lynn has agreed to allow photographers and a television camera inside court for the hearing. You can follow Alana Mastrangelo on Facebook and Twitter at @armastrangelo, and on Instagram.